Hi, my name's Elizabeth Guerrero, and you're looking at my poster on youth spaces and programs. What are safe spaces for young people in Roxbury? So my research question was sparked by a listening session that we had with Roxbury community leaders, and there was chatter about this feeling that some neighbors and parents don't feel safe letting their kids go out in the street in public and play by themselves without adult supervision. So I wanted to dive deeper into what were the reasons and causes for this common feeling among parents. So the beginning of the timeline that you're looking at the top starts in the 1950s, where you can see this picture of Monroe Park in 1953, and a couple other pictures of parks in Roxbury, such as Horatio Harris Park, the Monroe Park, and the Carter Playground. And a common theme that you can see is that they're quite bare, they're quite stark. There's not a lot of playground equipment, you know, just kind of run down. And so looking at the background context, during the 1980s and through the 90s, there was a huge increase in youth gun violence, and it became this large scale problem. And so during that time, I wanted to see what youth centers or what resources were becoming available. And so there's this common theme of all these youth community centers and help groups that were founded, starting with the Hawthorne Youth Community Center, founded in 1967, all the way up to the most recent one that was found in 2021, the Boston Liberation Center. And the common theme between all of these youth community centers is that a lot of their focus and resources go towards creating job opportunities and providing college prep resources, but I found that there's this big gap in that there are no real public areas or outdoor areas where kids can really just be kids. And so this led me to my remaining question after doing this research, that this notion that instead of parents letting their kids play out on the street, they would rather send them to these indoor enclosed youth centers. Youth centers have been successful, but how could we reimagine the idea behind youth centers and help parents feel safer letting their kids play out in public?